The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. Hello! I hope you have had an amazing day so far. As suggested by the name of this podcast, my goal is to encourage you to get this bread, whether you have tried it or not. Thank you so much for tuning in into episode 6, and in today's episode, I'll be discussing Irish soda bread. Irish soda bread is a very interesting form of bread. It definitely fits the definition of bread, as it contains flour, a leavener, and liquid, but the type of leavener it uses is very untraditional for breads. The only ingredient that acts as a leavener in the dough is baking soda, or as they say in Ireland, sodium bicarbonate. Soda bread originated in Ireland during the 1830s, after the creation of baking soda. If you're a history guru, you probably would have guessed that it was created around the same time as the Irish potato famine. The bread used very basic ingredients and created a dish that was hearty enough to fill people's stomachs without consuming contaminated foods. Just like tapioca and pão de queijo, the baking soda in soda bread was used as a substitute for traditional yeast, as it wasn't readily available in Ireland. While the Irish are credited with the creation of the more modern soda bread, the Native Americans actually created a very similar loaf using pearl ash. You might be wondering, what the heck is pearl ash? And Merriam-Webster defines it as an impure product obtained by partial purification of potash from wood ashes. If you're still confused by that, it's okay, because I was as well. But basically, it is an extraction of the salt found in ashes that is then purified into the pearl ash, also known as potassium carbonate. The Native Americans would use said pearl ash to leaven their breads before yeast. So while the Irish invented modern-day soda bread, the Native Americans are credited with the basic creation of the idea of soda bread. The reason sodium bicarbonate was named sodium bicarbonate is because it produces 2 times more carbonate than sodium carbonate. So whoever decided its name added the bi prefix to the front, since it means two or double. Carbonate is made of 1 carbon molecule and 3 oxygen atoms. And as you probably guessed, the entire formula for sodium bicarbonate is 1 sodium atom plus the 1 carbon molecule and 3 oxygen atoms. In the dough of the soda bread, sour milk was historically used. Now, buttermilk is more common. But the acid of the milk would react with the baking soda and create the air that leavened the dough. The chemical reaction makes the dough immediately fizz and form carbon dioxide bubbles that give the dough height while baking and the air pockets. Because of the immediate reaction, the rising time needed for the dough is basically none. All you have to do is combine the ingredients, place it in a loaf pan, and then just let it bake. So of all of the bread I have talked about so far, this is definitely the quickest one that you can probably complete in about an hour. The use of baking soda is also due in part to the type of flour available in Ireland. the climate of the country made soft wheat flours the most suitable for production. When using the word soft to describe flour, it means that the gluten content of the flour is low. The best commercial flour that is a soft wheat is cake flour or pastry flour. When a bread is made with a hard wheat flour versus a soft wheat flour, the bread will come out very elastic and airy, whereas the bread made from soft flour will also be light, but the bubbles will be tighter and smaller. The lack of gluten in the flour gives bread that uses it the nickname of quick breads. As the name suggests, they often require little to no rising time, making them quick to make. The finished product won't be as light and airy as those with traditional yeast and hard wheat flour, but they have their own characteristics that make it so that they are just as good. The spread out population created a perfect way for soda bread to be widespread because of the minimal ingredients used. So they were able to grab a lot of the ingredients they had from the local markets and make them in their homes or on their farms. The traditional cooking method was a hearth, which is a fire that had a pot over it that cooked all the food that was consumed in the rural population, as ovens were too expensive to be installed. Since Ireland was under British rule, they suffered from financial struggles as they were last on the food chain to receive money. No pun intended. Being ruled by a country made it so that their food supply was very limited already, and then on top of that, not being able to afford a lot of the more expensive foods made the cuisine lack nutritional value. Because of this, there were only 4 ingredients in the original recipes for soda bread, which are also used commonly today: soft wheat flour, baking soda, sour milk, and salt. That's it. The lack of flavor is definitely very apparent with just the ingredients list, but add-ins are very common in native Ireland, and those include raisins, walnuts, honey, whatever you can find that you have left over. It can be put in your soda bread dough before it goes in. I think for me, I would definitely add honey because I like something to be sweet. Maybe some of the raisins, because that's a very popular add-in, and it would give it a little bit of a different texture. One of the main toppers of the bread is typically butter, or they'll actually use it as dippers for soups and stews that they make in Ireland. There is a little myth that the bread was created as well to absorb the alcohol in their system, because Ireland is a country in which a lot of alcohol is consumed, with the headquarters of Guinness being there, as well as whiskey being very popular. It's just very apparent that the bread is such a staple of their cuisine through their uses as the dippers, as a basic snack. Wherever you go, you will most likely find a bakery that's serving soda bread because the ingredients are so readily available in Ireland. One thing that is a little untraditional, or I guess it technically is very traditional, is that no matter where you go, you will get a different soda bread recipe. So with that, each household that you go to, let's say you stay in a hostel or you stay with a host family, if you stay with multiple, you will be getting a very different soda bread wherever you go to, which I think is so fascinating. A lot of the add-ins too vary depending on the region. So it's a very interesting cuisine and product because no matter where you go, it'll be something different. Another thing that I found when researching is that within the country, you will find soda bread of different shapes. So in a lot of the southern cities and southern towns, it'll be your traditional round-shaped, kind of just thrown on a pan, put in the oven. But in northern parts of the country, they'll actually put the dough down into the round and then cut it into fours to create each triangle-shaped loaves rather than this big round shaped. So let's say you're served a soda bread in a different country. It's pretty easy to point out where it's from based just solely on the shape, not even on the texture or the flavor. So now it is time for everyone's favorite part of the podcast. It is Fun Fact 5 time. This is a segment that I will be sharing 5 fun facts about soda bread. And it could be about the bread itself, about the region that it comes from, or just something that is related to it. The first fun fact is that when shaping the bread, there is often a slit across the top, or in most cases, it's a cross that is created by a serrated knife that you dig in the top to let air out. But one of the myths is that it was believed that a cross that was slashed atop your bread let the devil out while the bread was being baked. Ireland is a very religious country, so a lot of the things that they did were connected to this religion. It was also believed that the symbolism, it was kind of contradictory, but the symbolism can also be interpreted as a blessing of the bread or giving thanks. The second fun fact is that there were 2 different colors of soda bread created within the country, depending on what type of flour that was used. If white flour, or like really, really white flour was used, that was preferred by the rich in the country, whereas the poor were often left with the brown wheat and the brown bread that was created because of the brown flour used. Another fun fact is that soda bread can either be made super moist or incredibly dry, and it's all dependent on what the baker wants to use it for. If you were making a stew, let's say, and you needed the bread to be accompanied, that would be a great way to make an incredibly dry soda bread, because the bread is going to soak up all of the juices from the stew. Whereas if you just wanted some bread with butter, that would be a good way to have a very moist and wet dough. The fourth fun fact is that soda bread can actually be made dairy-free or for dairy intolerant people. Instead of using buttermilk, you can replace it with apple cider vinegar, as that is another source of acid, and so therefore it will react with the baking soda or sodium bicarbonate and be able to have the same effect. And the last fun fact is that the name soda bread comes from the baking soda used. And as typical as it sounds, can be a little confusing, because when I first thought of it, I definitely thought it just contained soda or pop, like Sprite or Coca-Cola, but it just contains baking soda. That is all for today's episode on Irish soda bread. I hope you have enjoyed learning all about this amazing dish from the country, and I can't wait to see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in, and DJ Flower Power out.